Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Your future is important. Take time to plan for what can go right. Talk to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Now, a new community centre to support Ukrainian people living in Dublin has officially opened its doors this evening. The centre in the heart of Rathmines will provide supports, English language classes and activities for all ages, including yoga and Irish dancing. Here to tell us more, we're joined now by the Secretary General of the Irish Red Cross, Liam O'Dwyer, and Centre Manager, Olga Kurovcheska. And you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Thank you for joining us. Olga, I might come to yourself first as the Centre Manager. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about the centre, the types of activities and supports you'll be providing to Ukrainian people living in Dublin.
Sure. Good evening, everyone. I'm really happy to join you tonight. Our centre is providing support and friendly atmosphere for all Ukrainians who are living now in Dublin. We provide English classes because we think that English is a key for integration into Irish society. We also have lots of arts and crafts for all of ages. We have kids' vocal studio. We have adult choir. We have different lectures about medical system of Ireland, about taxes system of Ireland, about how to get employed in Ireland, and so on.
Okay, so it sounds like it will be really helpful for Ukrainians trying to integrate into Irish society. And is the language issue, Olga, is that a big problem? Would a lot of Ukrainians coming here not have any English?
We have many Ukrainians of different ages and very different level of English, because some of them came from big cities where they had possibility to study language, and some came from small villages far from like big cities. And of course, their language of English is like bare minimum. So what we are going to do and what we are doing for the last couple of months, we invite volunteers, both Ukrainian and Irish and different other nationalities, who would like to provide 1-2 hours per week studying English with Ukrainians, to make them enough certain at their language so they could speak to GPs, they could find at least simple job, but they could start working here in Ireland.
And can you tell us a little bit about your own story? I know you lived in Ireland for a time, then you had to return to Ukraine, and then the war broke out.
Yes, my ex-husband, he was working in IT, so in 2019 he got contract in Dublin in one of the big IT companies. So we came here in 2019, we spent about 1.5 years in COVID lockdowns, and that was one of the main reasons why we came back to Ukraine. And in 8 months after we came back home, the war started. So I took my daughter and came back to Ireland because I already was acquainted with this country. I had my GP, I had friends here, and I understood that I could help other Ukrainians to settle in this beautiful country.
Okay. And I wonder, from the Ukrainian people that you're speaking to, how are they feeling about their experience here? Because I know very many people across the country have welcomed Ukrainians with open arms, but we are seeing in the last couple of weeks, you know, these protests start springing up about communities concerned about their own communities being able to provide the facilities needed.
We really appreciate every help and every kind heart that support us in these dark times. And what we got from Ukrainians, they are asking how they could say thank you, how they could respond for the hospitality, how they could be useful for Ireland and Irish society, what could they do to show that they really care about all the help they are getting here.
Okay. Liam, I might bring you in here. And the centre that Olga has set up there, or that she's managing, sounds like it's providing really very vital supports for Ukrainian people who want to integrate, who perhaps want to work. I'm sure very many of them do want to work, or even, as she said, be able to go to the GP and communicate. Are there many of those centres across the country? And if not, should there be?
Well, there are actually. I mean, they're springing up around the country, and they're springing up quite organically. We're going around and meeting the people who have set the centres up, and we're offering to support them as best we can, because we think that the product that Rathmines has is worth replicating, because it focuses on obviously language, it focuses on IT upskilling, and then we're linked in as well with Microsoft and with LinkedIn to enable people to move into employment. So in fact, the product itself we think is a good product, and that's why we have somebody going around to all of these centres. There's certainly we've been to at least 12 centres around the country at this stage, and these have been set up by the Irish people locally, plus obviously the Ukrainian communities that have been started there.
And can I ask you then about the accommodation issue? Because I know Red Cross, obviously, as everyone will know, had responsibility for trying to manage all the pledges that came in. And I know you've said to us you just had never dealt with anything like the number of pledges that came in over the last couple of months or since the war began. The government has now launched this new scheme that's going to be administered through the local authorities to try to manage the vacant home pledges. But the Red Cross is also still working on vacant properties. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I mean, we have, at this stage, within that scheme, now housed, obviously, by local authorities and by other NGOs and by ourselves, there's just under 6,000 people, Ukrainians, in pledged accommodation via the Red Cross scheme. And as well as that, what's often not appreciated is that there are quite a number of ad hoc schemes around the country where people just offered houses through word of mouth. And there's certainly a minimum of 4,000 to 5,000 people in that accommodation as well. So, like, it's a huge response in this country from Irish citizens. Now, the new scheme is a very welcome scheme. I mean, we've always said that the responsibility of the local authority and the Department of Housing should be very evident in a crisis like this. So looking for the unoccupied houses, which is what they're really looking for at this stage, and bringing these unoccupied houses back into use, I think it's a super scheme, and we're delighted to see it take place.
And should that have happened sooner, do you think, to try and take some of the pressure off the Red Cross?
Well, I suppose what had happened, it would have been great had that started at the beginning, but to be very fair to everybody, I think when we looked at the amount of pledges we had and we gave those to government, the government did ask the local authority to be one of the main implementing partners for the delivery of people into those homes. So I think the local authorities, those at least who signed up for it and were prepared to do it, were clearly occupied with trying to move people from Ukraine into the pledged accommodation. So I think having a scheme of their own, I think they now have additional expertise, which they would not have had in the beginning. And okay, I think that scheme will work very well.
Just finally then, can I ask you, I mentioned, Olga, the you know, growing evidence of some disquiet in communities around the country about what they're being asked to deal with. And we saw Fianna Fáil TD Cathal Crowe this week saying that he felt capacity had been exceeded in Clare in terms of taking in people. What do you make of those comments?
Look, I don't think capacity has been exceeded. This is an emergency. This isn't your normal situation. And we have to treat this as an emergency. But it is important as well to have communication and consultation. And I know whenever groups of people are moving into an area, the healthy thing to do is to communicate locally and to say and to recognise that this actually will benefit Irish society. I mean, the number of Ukrainians who have taken up employment here is massive already from the cohorts that have come. And they have gone into our schools and they have really made a huge difference in our society. And they've also brought out a response that we have never seen in terms of real community development and engagement and ultimately integration.
All right, we'll leave it there for this evening. Thank you both very much for joining us. That's Liam O'Dwyer from the Irish Red Cross and Olga Kurvshevska, who's the centre manager for that centre in Rathmines.